community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time, Phoenix FM. It's now 20 to 5. Your community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. In the studio with me now, we've got Sharon Alford. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all the better for seeing you. A nice big... On a lovely sunny day like this, you've got a wonderful smiley
face. Thank you. Now, I always wear my smile.
That's good. It's very good.
Even for radio.
It is very, very good. It does come across, you know, if you smile on radio. You can hear it in the voice. Now, you're organising something very, very special that we want to try and help you raise as much money as we possibly can for you. It's called Samstock.
That's correct.
And I know it's taking place on the 21st of June.
Yes.
From 10 in the morning through till 10 at night.
Yes.
And I know you've got Top Loader headlining it.
We have. Lucky are we?
What I want you to do first of all is tell us exactly what Samstock is all about. Why are you raising money?
Okay, Sam is a young lad from the area where we live, from Malden. Mm. He was playing on some play equipment in the area and had a fall and suffered a really nasty head injury, which unfortunately has left him mentally disabled.
Right.
Basically, his house isn't adapted for him to come home. He needs some special eye gaze equipment for him to be able to communicate with his friends and family. This was 2 years ago this happened. So for me, I mean, I was only asked to get involved on Thursday. For me, my main drive and passion, as it is for everyone else involved in this event, is to make sure Sam can get home where he belongs.
Quality of life is utmost.
Absolutely, for the whole family. He's got brothers, sisters, I can't even contemplate how his mum must feel to not be able to have him there with her. So, you know, this what this is about, is to get Sam home.
Right, so we're going to raise with, you're getting together with the Lions Club, is that right?
Yeah, the Lions Club approached Sam's mum. And asked, you know, if they could do something to raise money for Sam. Mm. And then Samstock was born, and it's filled with lots and lots. I haven't got the exact number, but lots and lots of local people who are giving completely free of charge all their time and their expertise and their contacts and their passion in order to make this day a successful event. I mean, obviously, it's going so well so far that we're hoping to make it a yearly thing in order to make, you know, something that can raise funds for all disabilities
which
in the area,
really,
which would
really
be fantastic.
Good. I mean, just to adapt an house comes from an absolute fortune.
Of course it does, eye gaze system and everything. Yeah. But you know, he needs that special bed to be able to be at home with his family where he belongs. So,
okay, so you got Top Loader lining.
Yes.
Who else you got in there?
We've got Next of Kin.
Have
who
you?
Agreed to come on. Yes, another local act. We're very pleased about
How
that.
How did you swing that one?
Well, just again, it's just, you know, they're a nice bunch of guys. They've got a great management team behind them who were very supportive of the cause and you know, more than happy to come and help us on the day. So,
and Top Loader as well. How did you manage to get Top Loader?
Well, because you just, these bands want to play at the end of the day. There's bands out there who want to play on a regular basis and you know, when you go to them with something as important as this and they see the passion in yourself and you know, they understand that we're all doing this free of charge. You know, don't get me wrong, there's, you know, there are fees to be covered, there has to be. They've done us a huge favour, you know, by agreeing to do this, and we're really grateful of all their support.
Okay, so who you got with?
We've got a band called Scarlet's Roses who are coming up from London. They've just they've been supporting Jesse J, and they've opened for Scouting for Girls and Lawson, and they're doing really, really well, and they're a great little Scar band. So they're coming up as well. They're going to be main support, I believe.
Scar is becoming very
popular.
Oh,
but these have got rap in them as well. They're incredible little band. Yeah, you must look them up. Scarlet's Roses.
Well, a lot of programs on TV now, most people don't realise it because it goes past their head, but most programs on TV, a lot of them anyway, are actually using old Scar records.
That's
and
right.
There is it called Plebs, the programme that was on BBC?
I'm not a very big TV fan, so
comedy
probably
program.
Speaking to the
they're
wrong one
They're using a
there.
Big Scar tune, so I'll be quite excited to see them, to be honest
with you. Yes, they're a great act.
Very good.
We can make it down. We've also got Clock, who are, they're a local, the musicians are local, but they're actually, I mean, they're huge in Europe. They're a great electronica kind of, you know, punky kind of sound. They're fantastic. We've got Solely Morning, who are coming down from the West Midlands, who greatly are just about to release their fourth album.
Yeah.
A band called Lazy J, they're also coming down from Birmingham.
Yeah.
We have Johnny Andrews, who used to be the frontman for the Varices, who have been number one on the Reverb Nation chart in Liverpool for about 2.5 years.
I mean,
really? Magic 8 Ball, we've got their front man, Baz Francis.
You haven't been hanging about, have you?
No, this has been since Thursday as
do
well.
Do you sleep
so
at all?
We've got a band called Graffiti, who are a local covers band, actually, but they're top-class cover bands, so they're going to hopefully kick off the day for us.
Fantastic.
I hope I haven't forgotten anybody. Oh, yes, of course, Shouting Signals. I don't know if you've heard, they're a local band from Malden. Great.
I haven't heard
great
of those,
little act. Look them up. They
There's
are fantastic.
Some fantastic little bands.
They're, again, they went to the same school as Sam, so...
Oh, really?
But yeah, I found them a couple of years ago, and they produce music, which I think is way beyond their years, which is a great thing, because they do it really well.
Right,
so.
Have you set up a Just Giving page? I know I was bringing this on you.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not actually in charge of marketing, so...
Right.
That would be our wonderful Sue, who's our marketing guru.
Chase that up, because if anybody's listening and they just want to donate some money, that's a really, really good way, because
yes,
we want to raise as much money
of
for
course,
this as possible.
Yeah, I mean, if there is any sponsors out there who'd be willing, you know, who feel that they could get involved in this, then by all means, please go to the Facebook page.
So let's just recap this. It's called Sam Stock. It's taking place on the 21st of June from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. It's taking place at the Museum of Power in Malden.
Yes, which is in Langford, yeah.
You've got a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Sam Stock Festival, all one word.
That's correct.
We're going to put links to this on our website
Lovely.
As well. Have we missed anything? I think we've covered everything now.
I think we have, yes.
I think we have.
Have
you got one other thing? Have you got a website yet? Because we want to get as much money as
yes,
possible.
Yes, there will be a website. It is in the process of being... We've got the domain. It's just literally got to go live. So.
Right, so that'll be on your Facebook site.
Yes, there'll be links, obviously. Obviously, we have Twitter as well, which is at SamStock2014.
Right, okay then. So once again, facebook.com/SamStockFestival. Type it on there, or just type in on Facebook, SamStockFestival.
There'll be announcements for tickets and, that will be going on sale soon will be made there too. So,
do you know how much the tickets are going to be for this?
Not yet, no. It is a family day, so they're not going to be extortionate. It's all based around, obviously, getting family together, because it's for family, by family, so...
Totally. We want to raise as much money for this as possible, because it's a fantastic cause. We want to get Sam home as quickly as possible and get his house kitted out and get him all the equipment to make his life as easy as we possibly can.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Mike.
Sharon, thank you so much for coming in, and you come in again and tell us how you're getting on with it.
Yes, we will do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Lovely. Thank you very much. Hope to see you there.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.